All right, we'll get to a feel good that Kelly's not sure if it actually is a feel good.
It's a little bit of both. Setting the bar, feel good combo.
All right, we'll find out. Kelly K.
So some thieves in Paris stole a guy's credit card, bought some lottery tickets, and they won over $500,000.
All right, so the feel good is for the thieves in this?
Winning the lottery, yay! But they can't come forward without getting caught. Boo. Okay. So the victim is offering to split the pot with them if he gets his stuff back. Yay! Win-win!
Now, win-win?
He's getting like a bonus if he gets his stuff back, and then he gets bonus money. Lottery money.
Okay.
That could be $250,000, right?
Assuming that he splits it 50-50?
Right. So there's a lawyer answering whether the person that got their card stolen could, in theory, actually get the lottery winnings from the thieves.
The question is, unjust enrichment is an equitable doctrine that requires a party to make restitution to another if they've been enriched at the other party's expense. Would a court say the person who stole the money, the wallet, had they done that, at the other party's expense? And I can see a judge going, yes, yes. But in fact, the payment of the ticket was the other party's expense. Well, that's
yes!
their expense, and they've been enriched. There you go.
There you go. See, could end up being like a really just a win for the person that got their credit card stolen. They get their stuff back, and then they could get all the winnings.
Okay, so we don't
because
know.
Because it was his money they bought him with.
Okay, right. So we don't know if they've actually turned, or you know, because the thieves have to like reveal themselves to claim the ticket. Yeah, okay,
exactly.
Got it.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, so if they were like, okay, fine, we'll take you up on your offer to split it.
Yeah, just but wouldn't they still get in trouble?
But maybe. But just maybe they're thinking, don't press charges. We'll split the pot. It'll be fine.
And we'll call it even.
Exactly. Now, this is a French story, but the lawyer was kind of answering the question, if it had happened in the U.S., that's how it could play out.
Interesting.
So it could be, you know, it's bad when you get things stolen.
So you're saying
if you end up winning the lottery because of it.
Because the robbers took your money and bought a lottery ticket.
And then it hits. And then okay. Is that a feel good? Is that when it transformed to the feel
good? I don't
know.
Kelly, that's a... Okay.
I'm just trying to find the glasses half full vantage point on
this,
right? The perspective.
I get it.
So there you go. We'll tweet it out on X at Ben and Kelly Show.